Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim and Nobby.
Actually, speaking of Katy Perry, I'm looking at pictures of her today. She looks the part. She's dressed as Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
I can see that.
She has and her hair looks like it's made from the top of a cupcake.
If Katy Perry wasn't Katy Perry, she would be a mermaid.
She would be a mermaid, wouldn't she? She's very mermaid-like.
She's a musical mermaid.
So, if you're a Disney fan, that'll be huge for you. The Met Gala was on last night. What is the Met Gala?
It's where Gaga once wore meat and
it's a fashion thing, is it?
Yes, yeah. It's all about what you're wearing, who you're wearing.
And so it's huge dresses and very, very elaborate things. But poor old Jason Derulo fell backwards down the stairs.
Is everyone falling at the moment?
I don't know.
Is he all right?
I don't know. This is breaking news, Nobby.
Breaking news, okay.
It's just Met Gala this, Met Gala that. Jason Derulo fell down the stairs, that's all I know.
Our pal Jason Derulo, right.
It's we'll
probably
bring
on
you
TikTok.
More in the story as we get it.
Speaking of gigs and falling, but she's recovered quite a few times from a fall. Anne-Marie is getting ready to play 3 Arena. There's already movement down there. There's barriers up for people walking. There's a few blue jackets. And I think a couple of fans. What's the story with getting the gig so early all of a sudden?
Very
I know.
Drizzly.
There's a lot of pent-up demand, I get that. But 12 hours before she's on stage.
What's the earliest you've queued up to get into a gig? Have you ever tried to get to the front? You have to get there early to get to the front.
I don't think so. But
you're hardcore if you get in that sort of that little pen.
Probably getting queues at the start of auction. They would be checking your bag, see what you're bringing in and stuff.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I don't know.
Harry Styles and Florence Pugh's new movie, Don't Worry, Darling, is coming out. Marvel's Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. Doesn't she look very like somebody else who I don't know the name of?
She does. Now, why are they Marvel's Harry Styles and Florence Pugh? Is that because Marvel make the film?
Marvel make the film, yeah.
Okay, so they now own Harry Styles and Florence Pugh.
The duo, they're in Eternals and Black Widow. They've both been in those movies separately, but now they're in a science fiction thriller as a couple whose idyllic 1950s marriage is a facade for a dark reality.
Welcome to the Victory Project. We're all here because we believe in the mission.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
What are we doing?
Changing the world.
That's right.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
The one thing they ask of us is to stay here, where it's safe.
Do you even know what the Victory Project actually is? Have you ever asked?
Do you?
Please. What's actually happening?
Stop it, Alice.
What if this place is dangerous?
No. Jack, it's okay.
Don't worry, darling.
Conor McGregor has...
He's
bought a 3.1 million Lamborghini Tecomar yacht. Now, I wouldn't really call it a yacht. It has no sails. It's more of a motorboat.
Right. Okay.
It's more of a putt-putt there, McGregor. Putt-putt, you'll do nothing.
Well, the only boxer we should be talking about after the weekend
exactly.
is Katie Taylor.
Oh, my God. Incredible stuff. Now, they're saying that she deserves a massive homecoming. The likes you've never seen before.
That and Croke Park. It's her dream to play Croke Park. Just sort it out for her, will you?
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Who'd she fight, though?
I don't know.
Imagine the reception
she'd
get.
To fight
imagine her walking ahead of Croke Park. That'd be unbelievable.
I know.
It'd be worth it just for the walkout alone.
How's it going? Everyone's deadly to be here and all.
Legend.
She certainly is. It's F104.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Our pals, Little Mix. Good morning, ladies. Hope they're well.
They're listening, I'm sure.
Of course. On the app, Jim. On the app.
They finished up their tour on YouTube. They did their last show last week on YouTube. Don't know if it's still there.
They'll be back. They'll definitely be back.
Do you think so? Yeah. I'm not sure. Front page of many papers this morning is this Russian threat to nuke Ireland, right? It's a very strange front page headline. So there's a propaganda guy in a Russian state TV, and he put up a simulation of what it would look like if they sent a missile off the coast of Donegal and it would send a tsunami across Ireland and Britain.
Yeah. Has it been taken out of context a little bit?
This guy, like, who is he? He's one of Putin's... They call him one of Putin's puppets. He could be some loop-de-loop. I don't know who he is. But anyway, on the condition of an anonymity, a NATO person said, we continue to monitor their nuclear capabilities every day and the best we can. And we don't assess there's a threat of nuclear weapons. And there's no threat to NATO territory. So, you know, it is a bit weird to see it on the front page, though.
Yeah, it was all over the place over the weekend.
Yeah.
A man has spoken of his delight after having a part of his body, and by the way I say that, I'm sure you know what I mean, restored. So yeah, I'm not going to go into the backstory of it. The man is in a good place now, that's all that matters. He was on Channel 4 documentary, Where Else, if this case may seem a little bit familiar. Malcolm McDonald is his name. But they tried to... So it's skin grafts. But they
did he have an accident?
Yeah, he had...
A friend of mine fell on the roof.
He had this done as well, did he?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but it was in a similar place. He fell under a roof like the...
You got wedged in a roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're in the right area anyway. Yeah. But because they tried to do this in 2015 and the operation wasn't working, they had to leave it attached to his arm. So he had a thing on his arm. And then...
Attached to his arm?
Yeah, because it was skin grafts. So they had to reconstruct it. So anyway, when he woke up this time, a few weeks ago, he looked down and was like, yes, it's there. It's where it's meant to be. And it's now no longer on his arm. Imagine the hottest day. Like, he probably had to have, you know, T-shirts on or jumpers. You couldn't have that waving around on your arm.
God bless him.
Isn't medicine amazing?
Yeah, it is.
It was estimated to cost 50,000 sterling.
Wow.
And they did it at the University College Hospital in London. So there you go. He's not quite out of the woods yet. He has to get something else done to it.
The soaring 20s. Scorching temperatures are on the way at the end of this week. Summer is finally going to hit Ireland, they say. With
20s, isn't it?
20s at the end of this week.
Wow.
Like, it's mild this morning. You can feel it. It's like 11 degrees or something.
I love that mild drizzle.
It's going to get up to about 17. Yes, mild drizz. It's going to get up to about 17 later today, they say.
Okay, lovely. Well, it is May, like.
It is May. But yeah, that's pretty good news.
How come it's gonna be me? How come that took off so much this year in particular?
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, I saw it everywhere. Yeah,
I don't know. They seem to do it every year, don't they?
I didn't remember it as much. And you know, tomorrow, of course, Star Wars fans. Yeah. We get it. And how are Man United after the weekend? I always like checking in. You know, are they okay?
Yeah, they're very, very much so okay. Now, they won't get Champions League, unfortunately, but. Yeah, they did very well. Cristiano Ronaldo, some people say, is past it. He really isn't past it.
No, since he's come back there in the last week, he's kind of proven that.
18 goals, 4 behind the golden boot leader of Salah.
Just 4?
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Now, if they didn't have Cristiano, I really don't know where Manuel would be.
I know.
We're talking mid-table at best. Unbelievable.
Wasn't he right bringing him back before they
got rid
of him?
Yes, he was.
Huh?
Yes, he was.
What he's doing now, just looking on, probably enjoying life.
So yeah, they're very happy. There was a bunch of goals scored yesterday.
3 of them. Yeah, congratulations, Man United.
Was it 4 even?
Long may it continue. I think it was 3-0 against Brentford anyway. That's how the world is looking. It started off scary. It got very weird. And for Man United fans, it ended on a happy note. You'd love to see it. So I think maybe because of bank holidays or whatever, this kind of was a little bit brushed under the carpet, or we didn't notice as much. Basically, Ireland and the UK, we've been bidden to host the next 2018 UEFA Euros.
Yeah.
Right? Not the next one, but the 2028. Russia were in there and they've been blocked. So we're the only bidders now.
But they were thrown out yesterday, I remember that, yeah.
So that means Ireland and the UK
could get it.
Well, there's nobody else. It's not Ireland or the UK. It was a joint thing.
Oh, so is there still time for anyone else to step forward and go, oh, give us a shot?
I don't know.
Give us a shot.
I don't know if there is any time for someone else to step forward, or it might be seen as, come on, Ireland never get anything like this. Let them have it.
Do you think that's how it works? Or maybe France would really like all that money.
France have had it.
Let Ireland have it. They never get anything.
Yeah, but we don't. We go and beg.
I know, but like, you know.
We go and write letters to FIFA and we don't qualify and say, please, is there any chance we could go in? It wasn't really
Spain
fair.
Spain might step forward and go, we've got amazing... Spain. Look at our facilities.
Spain are biding their time. They'll be like, we'll host the World Cup, no problem. We don't need anyone else's help with that. Thanks very much. We need help. And
well, I hope you're right. I give it to Ireland. I'll look at them. Oh, they never even got that Bertie ball. Look at them.
I don't know if we need another stadium by 2028 to do it.
You need a couple, wouldn't you?
Well, we have two big ones in this city.
Well, Ingerland have
multiples.
Croke Park is perfect for it, and Viva, I presume, is it big enough?
It's about 50,000, so
it's probably a bit small.
Yeah, but it is a more modern.
Turkey have put in a bid to host it as well.
Last minute?
They must have, yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear about that one. I thought it was just, I think we were literally, like, we were the last horse running and it was ours. Don't be upset me now with Turkish bids.
I think anyone could probably have a go now.
But was there not, like, every campaign, there's the closing date? Or do you just put your hands up and go, hey, yeah, we're interested?
I presume it's like anything. If you're going for something, you know, until you've actually signed on the dotted line, somebody else can come in and get zump you.
Turkey wouldn't work.
Why not?
Too hot.
Too hot? Well, tell that to Qatar.
Yeah, they're having it in December.
It's too hot still.
And it'll be night time. It'll be 2 in the morning.
Still
or
too hot.
No, Turkey's too hot. Turkey for holidays, rainy Ireland and the UK for Euros.
In Qatar, like, you know, this, I think in certain times of the year, they'll, on the weather forecast, they'll go, look, don't bother going in today, everyone. It's too hot.
I really thought that was it. Like, I thought we were sorted.
Okay, so Jason Derulo in the Met Gala. There's a lot of steps, right? So why would you make people wearing really long train dresses
in high heels
walk up that many stairs?
It's an accident waiting to happen, is it? Are you saying they should have a ramp, like?
Well, a ramp would just go in flat.
Jason, would you like to go up the ramp or the stairs?
Because, you know, everything you do is made more difficult if you're being watched. So if you're walking up the stairs, it's fine. But if you're walking up the stairs and there's 50,000 people taking pictures of you, you might be self-conscious and make a mistake.
That's true.
Jason Derulo, he's upside down in this photograph. Like, he's upside down. His legs are in the air.
Is this in the last few hours, like?
Yeah, in Met Gala, yeah. He's falling down the stairs at the Met Gala. And I hope he's all right.
Turkey's too hot.
He falls down the stairs upon his arrival at the 2022 Met Gala.
I'd say he's all right, Jim. Come on.
He's upside down on the stairs, Nobby. That's not good.
No, it's not good.
He could have broken his neck, like. He's in the middle of these red carpet stairs. There's about four lads in tuxedos trying to catch him.
They did try and catch him.
He's in a white suit.
I mean,
he's
what upside. An entrance. Like, it, if this was James Bond, you'd have a stunt person doing this for you.
Unless he did it as a stunt.
Yeah, I don't know. Some young one called Makeup by Shania, who's had 169,000 likes.
Shania. Go on, Shania.
Off her photograph of him. Jason Derulo's falling down the stairs of the Met Gala. That was like 6 hours ago or something.
Well, I hope he's all right.
I'd say, look...
Do you reckon he shouts his own name as he falls?
I don't know.
Jason Derulo! Jason Derulo, more like.
Arse overhead.
Yeah, that's not good on the stairs, man. I don't like stairs.
One, like, the fair play to the dudes trying to catch him, they were trying their best.
Wait a second. Is this picture old? Did he fall down a couple of years ago?
No. It says breaking. Jason Derulo falls down the stairs upon his arrival at the 2022 Met Gala. No, there's loads of tweets, yeah. Unfortunately, the photographers, there was someone in
front. People are saying this is an old picture.
So all the photographers, the press photographers, have their back to this because there's someone on the red carpet after arriving. So he's flying behind them and they can't see it.
Apparently it's a thing.
What?
People tweet this every year at the Met Gala. He fell down it one year. and people tweeted.
But how come my makeup by Shania got 169,000 if it was fake news?
Because fake news likes that likes. They okay. like fake news likes the views. That's how you get it, man.
Okay, grand. Me laughing at Jason Derulo has fallen off the stairs of the Met Gala tweet for the billionth time, even though it's 7 years.
Can
the joke never gets
confirm
old.
Or deny that Jason Derulo's okay?
Right. Yeah, I think it's 7 years
it's
ago.
It's a Met Gala thing.
It's grand.
It's an annual tradition. I think Jason Derulo falling down the stairs is our equivalent to the guy slipping on the ice on the RT News.
Exactly.
It gets shared a lot.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There
it's
you
like,
go.
You know, whenever the anniversary of that is, that fella banging his head off the ground.
Well, my Ireland to bid 28, that story is true.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That is true.
And Jason Derulo's grand.
Move aside, Turkey.
Imagine we're interviewing him later on today. You would have said, are you okay? About what? After falling down.
7 years ago.
It's 7:24 on F14. Today's hottest ticket artist is Swedish House Mafia. You're listening out for a tune by Swedish House Mafia. And when you do, you send in gig and your details and you could be off on 087-679-7104. Calvin Harris and his girlfriend broke up after 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last few weeks. Her name is Arika Wolf.
Arika, yeah.
And as if that wasn't bad enough, because I assume they're in love, she's now taken custody of Boris and Greg, their golden retriever and their cat.
Oh, no.
Could they not have even split?
And now, did he have them before he met her, or did they buy them together? I wonder.
They possibly got them together. Calvin is very fond of the pets, but his schedule means looking after them just isn't feasible. So she has sole custody.
It sounds like he said, look, you can have the pets then.
And he's always gigging.
Yeah, well then.
Yeah, but like, you'd still want to see them a little bit, no?
Yeah, I would.
So she took them off to California. Fairness, it's a far cry from Glasgow, wherever he's from.
It sounds like he wasn't bothered. If he said, look,
yeah, well, obviously they weren't bothered. They broke up, but like, the pets, they didn't ask to be in a dysfunctional relationship, did they?
Yes, Nobby's getting upset about Calvin Harris's cat.
And dog.
Netflix has confirmed the release date for the new Ricky Gervais comedy special. He's tweeting about it left, right and centre. It's going to be later this month. The streaming giant announced on Twitter that Gervais' comedy special Supernature will drop on the 24th of May.
Welcome to my show. It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking, which is essentially what stand-up comedy is, isn't it? A bloke talking. Sexist. What about all the funny female comedians? Like, No. Right. No. I'm not doing that. Okay, right. That was irony, okay? There's going to be a bit of that throughout the show. See if you can spot it, okay? Now, that's when I say something I don't really mean for comic effect, and you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is. It's a way of satirising attitudes. Like that first joke, I use the old-fashioned sexist trope that women aren't funny. Now, in real life, I know there are loads of funny women. Like,
Uh-oh.
I did it again. Well spotted. Good.
Justin Bieber has said that his inspiration is Hailey Bieber. That's so cute.
That's nice.
That is.
Yeah,
nice.
I think being inspired by my relationship has, you know, definitely produced some great music. And, you know, sometimes you get out that writer's block or whatever. But, you know, I said it before, but love is kind of like the foundation of life, and love being the foundation of like kind of like my music in general. So like, it's important to me that like I'm singing about kind of what I'm living first kind of deal. Like, you know, for me, I was talking to Haley this morning. It's like she's my priority before anything else. So just being on the same page with her is kind of like the main thing.
Oh, yeah. Here, Justin, reboot your broadband, will you?
Need for that, is there?
You Muppet. There really is no need.
There's no need for that.
And well, the relationship with Selena gave you a few tunes as well for inspiration, pal. Or no, more for her.
They do say you should finish a sentence on a down because it makes you sound more positive. Because if you finish on an up, it sounds like you're not sure of yourself.
He loves Haley so much.
He's just getting, he's crashing the car. There. Ed Sheeran is making sure that everyone hears his new song, Two Step, by releasing it 9 different remixes from 9 different people around the world.
Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get 9 versions here. It just means whoever the really big local artist is, wherever that market is, because it's a business.
Why would you want... Like, there are some Ed Sheeran fans who want to get all 9 of them.
Of course.
The solo version went straight at number 3 on Friday, but now he's released a new version featuring a Ukrainian band to raise cash for Ukraine, fair play. But he's also teased there's going to be a different version for Finland, different version for Italy, a different version for Ireland.
Who will he use with us?
I don't know. Don't know who's the Irish one.
That'd be cool if it gave someone a kind of a break or whatever. Be very good.
What are we,
9 different versions. Chyna? Well, she's supported.
Yeah, or Gavin James, I know that they're mates.
Ah, he's grand. He'd be grand.
He'd be grand on his own, yeah.
Someone else like Denise, yeah.
I wonder.
Not a bad idea.
If anyone knows, let us know.
On the next F104's Dish the Dirt, we will hear from Laura Lunny from Ozark. What's going on?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
So our first contestant of May is Mary.
Hiya.
What was that noise, Mary?
What was that?
Is it my Tony?
I'm nervous.
Oh, that's okay. That's so okay. Are we.
Was it a yay, but it just didn't land? Was it?
Yeah.
Will we try it again? Yeah. We go take two and give us a big one, right? Our first contestant of May, Nobby, is Mary!
Yay!
There we go.
Where are you? In the toilet? Because it sounds like it.
No, I'm in the kitchen. It's a bit echoey. There's only myself here.
Grant.
Are you making anything nice there?
No, I've actually just finished doing the breakfast and the lunches for school. So kids are
on stairs. Okay, right. You're busy. Right, okay. Right, 10 questions. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, who ran away with the spoon?
This.
What football club does David De Gea play for?
Football.
Talking yourself
Liverpool?
There,
Liverpool.
What car company makes the Espace?
Make the what, sorry?
The Espace.
They're French.
Renault?
Yeah. True or false, Jason Derulo fell down the stairs at the Met Gala last night.
False.
Spell the car company, Renault.
R-E-N-A-U-L-T.
What sport is Ken Doherty famous for?
Ken Doherty, snooker.
What TV show stars Phoebe Waller-Bridge as a woman with a crush on a hot priest?
Fleabag?
What's the name of Johnny Depp's former wife that is involved in the current court case?
Oh, Amber Heard.
What TV game show is hosted by Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman?
Oh.
Very TV famous show.
Oh, I don't even watch game shows. The Cube?
The what?
The Cube?
The kids.
The cube.
Cube.
Oh, the cube.
And what colours are the Polish flag?
Red, white, and blue.
Nisterovia. Good morning to all our Polish listeners. Okay, was there a sneaky bonus question in there, Jim?
No.
Okay.
No, I think you skipped one, so we went backwards and forwards.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
So you did very well. It was the dish. Now, I wouldn't have got that. Would you got that, Nobby?
The dish ran away with the spoon. Yeah, well, who else could it be? It wasn't the priest, like.
I thought the fork ran away with the spoon.
The fork? Okay. I didn't think it was the fork, yeah.
The espace. So there was an espace in front of me this morning, so I just thought.
How old was it?
2010.
Okay.
I just thought, there you go. Spas, haven't done a spas before.
I didn't think they made them anymore.
Yeah.
Right. That's gaff.
You spelled Renault correctly. Jason Derulo did not fall down the stairs at the Met Gala, despite what you may see on social media. It's a fake.
It's from 7 years ago and it wasn't him.
Fleabag was correct. Snooker was correct. Amber Heard.
Pointless.
Oh.
You know the name, don't you? I don't watch game shows.
Highest rating BBC show of all.
Wow. Well, people like quizzes, massive. Jim. I mean, just look at Instagram.
I know, yeah.
And red and white is the Polish flag.
So you got seven today, Mary.
Okay, not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
It's not too bad at all. Thanks, Mary.
All right, thanks so much, lad.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I thought the fox ran away with the spoon. Nah. It's definitely the dish.
You did the cat in the fiddle.
I don't know where we're going with your fork.
Kids in the car, kids in the car, everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Happy birthday to Ethan, he's 3 today, from his mum, dad, Hazel, Aaron and Zara. Happy birthday.
Very cool. Okay, so we asked you, just what's your news? What's going on? Do you have any news, Nobby, for the class?
I'm very tired because I stayed up to watch Katie Taylor. That's a bit.
Are you
my
still
news.
Recovering? Okay.
Yeah. Worth it though.
I went on a boat and it was lovely. So here is their news.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Ellie and I found out last week that I got staff students. And that means I get no homework for a week. And on Saturday, I'm making my first Holy Communion.
Star student, well done.
Congratulations. A week and no homework. Ethan's off to the zoo because it's his birthday today.
Enjoy.
Say hello to our friends, the Tigers.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I went to Paris Court. And me and my cousin, we were climbing on the rocks, and we fell in and we were soaking. Bye.
Oh, big waterfall.
Be careful there.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. Well, on the weekend, I had a movie night and I go swimming.
What was the movie?
I had a movie night as well. I watched BFG.
Yeah.
Seen it before, but it was brilliant.
Have a party bowl?
I didn't have a party bowl, but party bowls were around. There was
of course they're round, they're bowls.
There was chocolate buttons and popcorn knocking around.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Riley. And what I did on the weekend, I went to a wedding party. Bye.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and I won my Muay Thai fight in Waterford.
Well done.
Come on.
Hi, Jim and Abby. This Saturday, it's going to be my communion.
Hi, Jim and Abby. This April was my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
For last April, because it's May now.
So that's your news. Very good.
Thanks, kids.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Kim Kardashian was wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress, a real dress that'd probably be worth a fortune, that she was wearing when she sang Happy Birthday to the President, the famous clip.
Now, what if you're having a kebab after the Met Gala, right, and you get taco sauce on this dress? There ain't no dry cleaner who can sort that out.
And are they the same size? Like, you know,
well,
if Marilyn was bigger or smaller, would she have to have the dress adjusted or anything?
I don't know. You don't really want to go adjusting the dress.
No.
And who'd work on that anyway? Like, imagine saying, I need you to take this in or out. Or now, Kim has said something kind of a little bit reckless here in terms of trying to fit into the dress. Just to mention,
this is Marilyn Monroe's dress.
Unbelievable.
And it's 60 years old. And she wore this when she sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy in 1962. I had this idea to put it on and try it on, and then they came with like armed guards and gloves, and I tried it on and it didn't fit me. And so I looked at them and I said, give me like 3 weeks. And I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this. But it was such a challenge. It was like a roll.
Right.
I was determined. Determined to fit it.
But when you put your mind to something, there's no... You were like eating tomatoes.
I don't think they believe me. I don't think they believe that I was going to do it.
Couldn't have a roll to fit into that in 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
16 pounds.
16 pounds is pretty fast, isn't it?
It is. On the Ed Sheeran tune thing, right... Ali Sherlock, who's Buskin Ali, that could be definitely something, right?
Oh,
that'd be very interesting. But someone else suggested, and you kind of go, oh, yeah, in fairness, Niall Horan. He just brings him up. Niall.
Of course, yeah.
Done. It may not be him
now. He's too big. Or Johnny McDade.
Well, yeah, but they've done an awful lot of writing together. Yeah. He's more his back room team. You know?
Belters only for the win.
Belters only.
That's what I'm hoping. Fingers crossed, but it's Belters only.
If you got into Ozark or it's on your list, right, just put it up the top of your list. It's a great show. But Laura Linney, who plays Mrs. Bird, she was talking to Kelly Clarkson, and she will never be satisfied with an ending on Ozark, but teases fans will freak out over the finale that's coming.
I wish it would go on forever, so I wouldn't be satisfied with any ending because I'm just going to miss it so much.
Oh,
but
I
yes,
love that.
Yes, they did a wonderful job with it.
Not everybody loves their show like that.
I know. We're very lucky. It was a wonderful experience for all of us. We all loved it, so I'm just very sad.
Do you think the fans are going to freak out in a good way or bad way?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
Oh.
I mean, but I think they'll freak out.
Pete Davidson complained that Kim Kardashian wouldn't let him wear his propeller hat to the Met Gala.
We need to get you one of these.
What is a propeller hat?
It's a little hat with a propeller on it.
Those little pointy hats.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You look handsome. You look hot.
Thank you. She didn't let me wear my propeller hat, but it's fine.
No, you guys look amazing, and we're going to have a fun night tonight. I waited here for you guys. Now I can go in and have some fun.
Since I haven't eaten carbs or sugar in about 3 weeks, we're eating pizza and donut party back at the hotel.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think the family kind of stole the show because Kylie was wearing an off-white wedding gown, and there's an awful lot of comments on social media. Where else for the look?
Could you even sit down in that Marilyn Monroe dress?
I don't know, Jim.
Have you seen the documentary on Netflix? It's a very good documentary about Marilyn Monroe.
No.
Yeah, this private investigator going back what really happened to her. Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj have shared a video from the Met Gala red carpet. I believe this is one of the complimentary Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj clip.
Hello. Oh, dear Katy Perry.
Complimentary.
I'm a Barb, everybody knows.
I just saw this lady standing here with very sexy legs and feet, and it was her.
And a tata. And you got a tata, because why?
Excuse me?
Because we mothers now.
But Katie still has the best boobs in the business.
Fact. Sai released his tune in full after 75 hours. Had 50 million views.
Wherever you go this summer, this will be your soundtrack. 1, 2, 3, 2
He's got a while to go till it beats Gangnam, but it's a good start.
Just see it. It's going to be everywhere.
Oh, I think we need a new strawberry pick of the week for this week.
It's pretty good. Have you ever had problems with ants?
Nobby? This time of year is when they start flying, isn't it?
This is when they start. So if they get into your gaff in May, they could be there for the whole summer.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't have any problem with it, but I do know people who've had real problems with it. So there is a way to get rid of them, to make sure they don't want to come into your gaff altogether.
You're not welcome here. Right. Is it a nice way now? It's something bad, is it?
Well, it'll kill them. But like...
Well, it'll kill them.
They have the option of like... Come into your gaff.
Oh yeah, well,
or survive.
Well, hopefully ants are clever enough to work out what options.
Yeah, no, it does put them off. They don't like this stuff.
Okay.
It'll kill them. But like, it's like, you know, you hear people saying they rub lemon juice on the sides of their doors and stuff like that. I think that puts flies off. I'm not sure.
What about the white stuff that people's mas take out of bags and just put that all around the outside?
What's that?
Well, it's ant powder.
Oh, ant powder. Well, there's a cheaper version than that. Okay, because the ant powder costs you a fortune. Talcum powder.
So anything white,
this
basically.
Mrs. Hinch was asked this, right?
Mrs. Hinch.
She's the one who knows everything. So a few people said to her, look, we have terrible trouble with around about May. My grandfather used to use a blowtorch.
Ah, here.
Yeah. Well, it's back in the day, you know.
Although I did buy one in Lidl once when I went in for milk.
A blowtorch?
Yeah.
You bought a blowtorch. What'd you do with it?
It's for getting rid of things.
Well, what things?
Whatever you like, it's a blowtorch.
Anyway, talcum powder. It's much, much more calm.
It is, yeah.
And
yeah.
The ants don't like it, so they won't come into your gaff. So right. Thank Mrs. Hinch. And loads of people have responded to her saying, we've tried this, this definitely works. Well done.
Wow. Well, lads, there you go now. There's the second use that you've probably thought of in recent years for talc.
What's the other one?
Well, it keeps things nice and fresh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talc, you know, that's what it's for. Okay. It'll kill them, but... if you'd like to make yourself feel 16 years younger, the answer is very, very simple. Instead of walking 3 miles per hour, walk 4. That's it. Just walk faster.
That's it.
Just walk faster. It will help you feel younger, and it will make you feel younger because you will be younger. I know that makes no sense, but what I mean is it's a good way to keep fit. Obviously, go to the gym all you like.
Walk 4 miles instead of 3.
No, 4 miles an hour.
An hour, okay, right.
Faster. Right. Faster, Jim.
Faster, yeah.
Faster.
So how long does it take to walk 4 miles?
In an hour?
No, how long does it normally take? How long does it take for somebody to do it?
Basically, it just means whenever you're walking, just put a bit more effort into it. And straight away, overnight, 16 years younger.
Well.
I'd like to now undo the 16 years with something else.
Talcum powder and a brisk walk. Go on.
Temple Bar getting a lot of grief for price of pints, yeah? Mm-hmm. Not a weekend ago, but you see a photograph. If you're going to Qatar for the World Cup, make sure you start saving now. It's €12 a pint.
Oh my God.
Yes. 12 lids for one pint.
I know, but do they have the equivalent of Sentra?
No. No, they don't.
They have to.
They don't have to.
There has to be somewhere that you buy like tins.
Which is all grand if you're living in those places and you earn the money of those places. If you're a tourist,
yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
So I don't. Obviously, we haven't qualified. What's new? But I'm sure some people will still go there because they like football.
Oh, we massive, yeah.
Go and cheer on England, you know.
England are favourites or something like that.
Well, £12 a pint. That'll soften their cough now. You won't be seeing any lads sticking fireworks up their hoops and stuff like that over the last. It'll be very expensive.
I was in a hotel in France and I got 2 drinks, right?
Yeah.
€50.
Wow.
For 2 drinks.
I know a guy just back from Vegas, a bottle of Corona was 25 quid.
A bottle?
You have a minimum spend. To get into the club is $100 and something. Wow. Dollars. And on the search for the most expensive pint, so Qatar is the most expensive in the world. You've got anywhere in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, it's about 11 quid. Norway's expensive. Lebanon is expensive, $8.76 for a pint. Iceland... But again, cost of living there is massive. We're not on the list in the top 10 most expensive pints.
We're heading there.
In the world. The cheapest...
Well, there'll be less trouble now. There won't be people throwing
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I think it could... Yeah, absolutely. The cheapest pint in the world, 70 cent.
Where's that now?
Are you very interested? Burundi.
Oh.
So you'd get 17 pints in a round... In Burundi.
For one
in Qatar. So there you go.
Qatar.
It's too hot though. It's too hot. You wouldn't like it. It's F104.
A few minutes ago we played a song by a band called Swedish House Mafia.
Yes.
Many, 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 many people have WhatsApped us gig.
See.
But now we have to ring one of them.
Yeah, we do.
Sending you to the biggest gigs this summer.
FM104's hottest ticket.
They don't answer, Jim. I don't know what we're going to do. We might have to call somebody else.
Oh, the tension.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello. Is that...
Hi.
Is that Dara?
Who's
that? Oh, God. Oh, I haven't done it.
Ring the wrong number.
Is that Dara, no?
No, Dara here.
Okay.
Wrong number, is it?
I think it might be. Sorry.
No, you're
grand.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, if it was for them, they'd definitely say it was them.
That lady had no idea she was on the radio.
Okay. You don't hear wrong numbers these days.
No. No, it's like
it's an old thing. You're bringing it back, right?
How did you get me number? Okay, I must have slipped in a wrong digit.
Okay, let's try. I think we've spoiled it for Dara now.
Oh yeah, that's true.
There's no excuse now, Dara.
None.
Oh dear. Dara. It's Jim, Jim and Nobby. Who's this?
Oh, how are you not?
Good, are you well?
Yeah, I'm keep bad, not too bad.
Sorry with the private number. It does get people jumpy.
It can be a bit awkward.
Yeah, you're good.
Everyone has enough fear on a Tuesday after a bank holiday without private numbers.
Who the hell's this?
Whereabouts are you, Dara?
I'm just over in my girlfriend's house in Savart.
Right, she's brutal coverage.
Oh,
are you,
really?
Are you hiding somewhere in the gaff? Because her dad's about to come home or something, or what's the...
I'm back.
Go near a window.
Yeah.
Wasn't that funny?
What's your girlfriend's name?
Shannon.
Shannon.
Oh, it's got better quality ever since you mentioned her.
Yeah.
See. Life just got, walking outside.
Life just got better. Come here, Dara. Would you like to bring Shannon to Swedish House Mafia?
Yeah, absolutely would. Quality.
You got the tickets, man.
Oh, nice one, lads.
There
Fair
you
place,
go.
Yeah.
Cheers, really aren't so bad after all. Right.
Yeah.
Go back inside. Sketch.
Don't tell Shannon.
Yeah.
Nice one. Right. Cheers, lad.
Cheers, bye. Dude.
See ya.
Bye.
Good luck.
If you want to be as happy as Dara,
yeah,
just stay listening to FM104, because when you hear it,
the next pair will be given away on FM104's 10 to 3 show.
Oh yeah.
Just after you finish your lunch, however long that may be, 5 minutes or an hour, between 2 and 3 o'clock. So stay listening extra carefully.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.